وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي الكريم، بارك الله فيك. Actually يا أخي حفظك الله تعالى، the شرع the كتاب and the سنة they teach us regarding the issue about dealing with the كفار in general, especially أهل الكتاب Christian and Jewish. The way regarding dealing with them is with, it's a difference according to who they are and their situation to us. For example, قال الله عز وجل في سورة الممتحنة, you can refer to the tafsir of this great ayat which explain to us in details the way regarding how we're supposed to deal with the kuffar. قال الله عز وجل, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. الله جل وعلا didn't stop you being good to those believers who they've been good to you. They didn't fight with you. They didn't kick you out of your own lands. So if they are good to you, be good to them, because Allah loves justice. So imagine about this description. Allah loves justice. Justice, it's when you deal with those who they disagree with you. Here is the most justice that you need. What I mean is, some people, they think justice is only with the people that you love. No, the Sharia teach us to be just with the people that you love, and especially with the people that you don't love. So حفظك الله تعالى, then Allah is saying in the ayat, إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم من يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah is stopping you being good to those believers who they fight against you, who they harm you in your religion, who they try their best to make you lose and leave your religion. Those people, you cannot be good to them. You need to deal with them with the same way they deal with you, because justice also. So imagine, يا أخي الكريم حفظك الله تعالى, Allah جل وعلا in this ayat he explained to us the two type of kuffar. The kuffar who they have justice, and the kuffar who they are unjust with us. Same, this is not just regarding the kuffar in general, even when we talk about the kuffar as individuals. قال الله عز وجل في سورة آل عمران, ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما. Some of the people of the books, if he gave him big amount, like a mountain, big amount of gold and silver, he will give it back to you. If you give him as a trustworthy, he will give it back to you, because he's trustworthy. You can't trust on them. And some of the disbelievers from أهل الكتاب, if you give them even a small amount, they could steal it. They are not trustworthy. It means there are different types, some like this and some like this. Why Allah informs us? Because to know how we deal with them, because different types. So these kind of situations in general, it depends, not in one judgment, because the situation is different, and the Islam always asks us to be just. So in general these kind of situations and the situation of mu'amila, dealing with others, always based on justice, even regarding the mu'amila with Ahl Bid'ah, with the innovators, even regarding the mu'amila with the criminals. You need to be just. If you have a criminal and he stole from your money, you cannot kill him just because he stole from your money. The hudud, and we apply the hudud in this situation by cutting his hand, not by finishing his life. Be just and moderate. Depends, like I said to you, all these kind of situations, it's on the qaida of depends. حفظك الله رحمك.